This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on the Fan. Krusty's Corner is coming up at 3:40. It's time now for the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening. Lucius, my bad. Can we get Brian Schottenheimer with Micah Parsons here? Shotty's done it again, hitting the right notes and player interaction. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, see why in an hour. Lucius told us about this probably 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, this good night trend that had been hitting, and now it's fully gone mainstream, and people are waiting for it. Here is Micah with Brian Schottenheimer.
What up, buddy?
What up, coach?
What you doing, man? You all right?
Yeah, I just wanted to say good night.
Okay. I love that, bro. What's going on? Y'all good?
Hell yeah. You know, I mean, I just feel like, you know, as player to coach, just checking in on you, mental, say good night. Hope fans will see you Monday. You know, excited about next week. This is a good night.
Well, good, man. Well, hey, look, I know this is weird for everybody, man, but look, you're handling everything the right way, bro. And this thing's going to get worked out. And I'm thrilled to see where we take this thing, man. We're building something special, and you're going to be a huge part of it, bro.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Shotty. Take a shotty from me when you get a chance, man.
Hey, I'm drinking a shotty right now. Get ready
to
turn in for the night, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man, for real. And I look forward to seeing you Monday, and it's going to be a great week.
Yeah. See you soon, coach.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
You know, I think a lot of times guys want to be player coaches or try to get along with the guys because they don't know how else to do it, and they don't have, like, the guts to go after stars and millionaires and keep everybody accountable. So what they do is they try to be friends with everybody. But I get the feeling with Shotty, this isn't that. He has the charisma that allows him to have these moments. And I don't know if it spells victory, but it's got to be a great place to work right now.
Yeah, this is one of those times where when you call the coach, he calls any coach, that's the response you're going to get. Because coaches are that way. They're like, They're
ready to rah-rah you.
Yeah, they're ready to, like, man, I love you too.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. You know, I mean, Everybody answers, every other answer is like, bro, what are you doing? Like, Lucius was playing those as like, bro, something wrong with you?
And he has no idea about the TikTok
trend.
He has
no idea.
He thinks this is like a genuine.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Coaches are sitting there thinking like, man, thanks for calling me, man. Makes me feel good.
Because I was thinking in my mind, the Cowboys.com or whatever set this up, or Bleacher Report Gridiron set this up. Like, it could, and I'm going to call everybody. So we got to let the guys know to expect the call.
Yeah.
Because I'm Micah Parsons. I'm not going to, you know, I'm short on time. I don't know. Maybe.
I just, coaches are that way.
Yeah.
When their players call them.
Oh, I agree
them,
with that. Yeah.
They're totally like, man, thanks for thinking of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good night to you, man. Have a great night. You know,
he's probably thinking great opportunity to connect with this guy.
He probably hung up the phone. He probably told his wife, like, that was Micah, man.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
You we're going to be okay.
We're making progress here, you know?
He's bought in
full time. It was a bit.
Micah was trying to do a bit with him, you know?
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. And, you know, again, we just hope that all of this good morale and chemistry creates the kind of buy-in that's going to allow them to install what they need to install as coaches. And speaking of that, here's Shoddy mic'd up at practice.
Feels good out here. Yee-hee!
Let's go, Ben. Have a hell of a day. Keep showing up.
Yeah, get that left one, not the right one. Get that left one. Get that left one, dog. Hey, where were you at? Where'd you go, Sweden?
Leighton Vander Esch's boat. Something Roberts.
Here? Out here?
Ray Roberts Lake.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I see you right there. Hey. I see you right there. It's like twins. Not. There you go, good. Here we go, real quick. Let's go, line, here we go. Defense, outstanding job, right? You guys had some plays out there, right? You're going to break it up. I love it, okay? Really good day. Now, can we come out here again and do it tomorrow, okay? I bet we can. I know we can, okay?
Bam! Yeah, man, we're just a classic coach. I'm surprised with everything that he's got going. He couldn't get an opportunity as a head coach before now. I think, you know, how could you have that in your building and not be like, give him a shot to lead these guys? Maybe he just grew into that role. Maybe the time was right for him, you know, to kind of spread his wings and have the confidence to be himself, as he says.
It's strange. I mean, he had, after that Mark Sanchez run with the Jets, he had some head coaching opportunities, and I guess the timing wasn't right, or they went with another direction. And then, unfortunately, things didn't go well at the end in Seattle. And so it really was like a decade since. But, I mean, maybe timing is everything.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And, I mean, you could look at the Cowboys kind of lucking into their last two franchise quarterbacks. Maybe they did kind of luck into the right guy here. I loved what he said at his presser talking about Marty, his dad, would probably be looking down from him in heaven like, what the hell are you doing with the energy and everything that he's bringing to the table. But he's obviously, he's a football lifer, and he's seen how the player has changed over the time that he's been in the league and how they probably take to coaching and maybe what you need to do and what works and what doesn't. And right now, he thinks that this is the way. I mean, this kind of energetic, friendly approach. We care about people. We want to be there for you. Obviously, the mental health is totally different, even 10 years ago, from what it is today. And I hope it does, man. I hope that he ends up being awesome and is just what the doctor ordered for this team.
Well said, man. I think it starts with the concept of what you don't know being the most powerful information out there. You know, and I think he looked at how he was going to build this offense and this culture from scratch and thought, well, I'm going to take this from Pete Carroll, and I need guys to help me install an offense that can give our quarterback and our guys an edge. And that's one of the most important things I think any coach can have. It's adaptability and an open mind instead of thinking like you got all the answers. Okay, and with that, for the first time in C-Note history, I'm going to talk about my own story. Okay, every day in the C-Note, we talk about the headlines out there around America's team. And yesterday, I was thinking randomly about that Oppenheimer movie. And then I noticed how close Schottenheimer was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I thought, man, that's weird that both men with this Eimer name got these impossible tasks. Of course, Oppenheimer to split the atom and to beat a nation that was not going to surrender at any cost. Mm-hmm. Unconditional surrender was not thought possible. Okay. And now these Cowboys, now I would remind you, Oppenheimer did that in 3 years, right? Can Shoddy get this under? But then I was kind of poking around, just kind of looking for his coaching staff. And I looked at Flip and Connor Riley, OC from Kansas State, which is
Kansas
in the city
State?
Of Manhattan.
There you go.
Which is the same name as the Manhattan Project.
You don't say.
Look at the connection.
So I said, hot damn, we're blogging this thing.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. And you can read it at howaboutwow.com. How about that? But it was a lot of fun to write. And, you know, the headline is, what if Schottenheimer is the NFL's Oppenheimer? I think you guys will enjoy it.
Super Bowl in 3 years. I guess that's what that means.
Nobel
right?
Prize.
I think so. I think that's what it means.
Let's go.
2027. I think this is their best year, though. I mean, that's the problem. I don't think you can bet on Dak, and I don't think you can bet on Micah staying in his prime, and I don't think you want to try your best shot with receivers other than Lamb and Pickens. Like, Lamb and Pickens is the thing that's going to allow you to absolutely destroy man coverage if you can get it, right? So this has got to be the year you go for it.
Which is really unfortunate, because I don't think anybody, I mean, their Vegas win total is at 7.5.
Yeah. It's tough to imagine. It is.
Hey, hammer that over.
Yeah. I mean, their first big year in 2014, what was that? Was that 12-4? Was that 14-2? That was a great year.
Yeah.
That was a 12-4 season.
12-4 season.
Yeah.
I think the over under that year was 8.5, and I thought it was criminally high. I wanted to hammer the under,
they
but
some good wins.
The VIG on the under was so high, it was like 40% or something. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to make this bet. It's stupid to risk for that kind of a return. But then the Cowboys went out there and absolutely dominated. That was a team with a lot of question marks around it. But what did they do?
They drafted
Zach Martin that year.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do this year?
Drafted
a big old son of a gun right guard.
Bucket.
Okay. But speaking of that, you know, speaking of, hey, this should be their year. When Jaire Alexander was released, and I looked into what his projected salary would be this morning, you know, $5 to $6 million with incentives that could take it to 10 to 12. I thought, man, is this in the range of what the Cowboys would be interested in? So, you know, I got in here and immediately asked Brian, hey, what are you hearing? And he said, not going to happen. Turns out, did I get this right, Brian? I was taking notes. Doesn't tackle, not a scheme fit.
Well, yeah, zone coverage problems, yeah.
The injury part, obviously. I mean,
that's the biggest one.
Yeah. The availability is huge. Yeah.
Maybe some toughness questions, maybe a bit of a gambler.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I heard, I was wondering if, and somebody texted in about this. They said he won't play hurt and he's immature. He's a basket case. And I didn't know. I just saw that on the text.
Yeah, they say he's a little strange, you know, but nothing. I mean, but I did hear, though, that his teammates do not have a problem with him.
Okay.
But
Devontae Adams was talking with Kay Adams, yeah, and he was talking about how awesome he is.
Yeah, the problems that it seems that the coaches had with him when – They practice him during the week, and then he is not available on a Sunday. That drove him nuts. That, like, okay, we're prepping, and then we don't play. That was something that, you know, and the whole thing, they never forgot that whole thing. You remember the story where he went out there and became the captain thing?
Yeah, and he got suspended by the team, I think.
Yeah, for a game. Never forgave him for that.
Hmm. Coach picks three captains to go out there for the coin toss. Jaire Alexander's not one of the three, but they're playing in Carolina, and I guess he was raised in Charlotte or something, and so he felt like, no, I get the carte blanche, I can go out there.
Well, he did it during overtime. He did it during the overtime coin flip.
And almost screwed it up.
And if it wasn't for their coach, their head coach, telling the referee beforehand, we're gonna take the ball, or, you know, I mean,
he said they wanted to be on defense.
We're going to kick. Oh, this is what Alexander said.
Yeah.
He said, we're going to kick, is what he said. And that messed it up, where he should have said, no, we'll play defense.
He said, I wanted to be on defense,
that's right.
Which would have been interpreted as you're deferring,
right. So, but luckily, my guys in Green Bay were saying, luckily, the official knew what the head coach's intent was. They asked him if they got in that situation. What it was going to be, so they don't ever want that to be a problem.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would pay good money though to see an Oxnard, Jaire Alexander versus George Pickens in some one on ones.
Yeah,
get a little testy.
I don't know if I'd risk his injuries in training camp. I'd be like, this guy's got Romo Wednesdays every day until week one.
we're going to try to get all the healthy days we can out of him. 7 games a year the last 2 years, the biggest concern. But in his 7 games last year, 2 picks, 7 pass breakups, and a pretty dang good passer rating allowed. Yeah, I can't wait to see what his contract is, because teams obviously didn't want to – they didn't want to pay that.
No.
So I wonder what – I'm sure there's going to be plenty of a market because of the talent, but what's that number really going to be?
All right, yeah, and maybe there's a world where it would get low enough that it would be in the Cowboys' range. Mm-hmm. But after hearing what Brian said, if they have $3 to $5 million to spend, I think I'd rather do that with Gilmore or Fuller or was it Mike Hilton? There's still 3 or 4 like veteran corners that are out there. Krusty's corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we'll talk some more about Alexander, but I also want to give some thoughts about Von Miller as well. We'll do that next.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.